Psalm 126 this morning. If you'd like to turn there in your Bibles, we're going to look at the whole psalm. It's only six verses, so I think we can handle that, huh? Psalm 126. It seemed like a dream, too good to be true, when God returned Zion's exiles. We laughed, we sang, we couldn't believe our good fortune. We were the talk of the nations. God was wonderful to them. God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people. And now, God, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives. So those who planted their crops in despair will shout hurrahs at the harvest. So those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessing. I love that phrase. I love that translation. We'll come back home with armloads of blessing. Spurgeon summed it up in his sermon and said, the sorrowful sower. Number one, his activity. He goeth forth. Number two, his humility and weepeth. C, his fidelity, bearing precious seed. The joyful reaper, his certain harvest time shall doubtless come again. His abundant joy with rejoicing, his rich rewards bringing his sheaves with him. Matthew Henry states, hear, O disciple of Jesus, behold an emblem of thy present labor and future reward. The day is coming when thou shalt reap in joy, plentiful shall be thy harvest, and great shall be thy joy in the Lord. He's talking to us. Mm-hmm. He's talking to us, present. Our present labor. And how many of you are laboring in the field?
Sure.
Yes, we are. Every time we send up a prayer for one of our loved ones, whether it be son, daughter, brother, sister, or grandchild, we are laboring in the field. McGee, in his Through the Bible notes, quotes Dr. Gabelion and says, beautiful is the ending of the Psalm of Prophecy. We must think first of him who came in humility and sowed his precious seed with tears, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Only his Father knows the many tears which he shed in his presence in secret prayer. And it is perfectly proper to apply this to ourselves also. So let us weep and scatter the seed. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I think there's times when we look at our loved ones and those that we really care about, and it causes us to faint a bit because we think we prayed and prayed and they're still going in the wrong direction. Or maybe in grief over something in our own lives that we're putting before the Lord. And we fall again. And we say, oh Lord, will I never get the victory over this? Well, the victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Is that true? And we need to trust him. And we need to know that those prayers are going forth. And Jesus wept over the unsaved. And we also weep over the unsaved. And we're grieved and heavy in our spirits sometimes. And we share that one with another, especially on Wednesday nights when we come together as the body of Christ and we're praying for those that we carry on our hearts, and they're heavy on our hearts, and our hearts become heavy from it. But this psalm gives us the end of the prophecy, and that says we shall come together again, and it will be with armloads of blessing, right? Amen. Let's stand and let's say the very last verse of this psalm together as we enter into worship. So those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessing.